This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Initial trends that emerged in counting of votes for all four states and Puducherry Union Territory have sustained as counting rounds progress into the day. As per latest counting, BJP has taken a surprise lead in West Bengal, while in Tamil Nadu, new entrant Tamaraga Vetri Karagam TVK, led by actor C. Joseph Vijay, has surged ahead. Opposition AIADMK is in second position and the state's ruling DMK is trailing on the third spot. In Keralam, Congress-led UDF has secured a comfortable lead, while the ruling BJP has secured a big lead in Assam. In West Bengal, BJP has taken a lead in 190 seats out of all the 293 constituencies for which counting of ballots has been taken up today. Ruling Trinamool Congress is leading in 98 seats. In Tamil Nadu, trends are available for all 234 seats. New entrant Tamaraga Vetri Karagam TVK, led by actor C. Joseph Vijay, has made a grand debut, leading in 106 seats. Opposition AIADMK is in second position with leads in 64 constituencies. Ruling DMK is trailing at third position with leads in 43 seats. PMK is leading in 5 seats, while Congress is ahead in 5 seats. In Assam, BJP is leading in 78 seats and its ally AGP is leading in 9 seats out of all the 126 constituencies for which trends are available. Congress is leading in 24 seats, Borderland People's Front in 10 seats. We are now joined by our correspondent Rakesh Dole from Assam. Rakesh, tell us what are the latest trends from there that you can bring us.
It's 79 to correct you. It's 79 seats BJP is leading and 9 Assam Gana Parishad, AGP, and the BPF in 10. So if you see the major candidates of Congress, they are trailing. If you see Gaurav Gogoi, who is the star candidate, we can say, from the Congress, from Jorhat constituency, he is behind Hitendranath Goswami, the BJP, the sitting MLA and the BJP candidate by around 16,000 votes, over 16,000 votes. It is the 10th round and out of the 14th. And if we see the other candidate from Nazira constituency, the Mayur, the Devavrata Saikia, who is also the another important candidate from Indian National Congress, is also lagging behind here by 19,000 votes. Mayur Borgohai from BJP is leading there. It's very interesting this year because Devavrata Saikia is the sitting MLA here. Last time he won marginally. He's from Congress. Congress won marginally in his seat. And Mayur Borgohai was the candidate from BJP that time also. And the much talked the Dispur constituency, Pradyut Bordoloi, who joined BJP from Congress just before the election, is leading. Much talk was there. The people won't accept him. But if we see the margin here, lead margin, it's over 35,000. Mira Bothakur is training.
So right, Rakesh. Thank you for those details. We'll keep coming back to you for more. In Keralam, trends are available for all 140 seats. Congress has taken a lead in 58 constituencies. State's ruling CPM is ahead in 29 seats, and its ally CPI in 9 seats, RSP in 3. Kerala Congress is leading in 7, BJP in 3 seats. First results have come in from Puducherry out of 8 results declared. Ruling AINRC has won 3 seats and is leading in 7 seats. Congress has won 1 seat and is ahead in 6 seats. DMK has won 1 seat and is leading in 3 seats. BJP has won 1 seat and is leading in 3. AIADMK has won 1 seat and independents have won 1 seat and leading in 2 seats. As per the Election Commission, barring Puducherry, several rounds of counting are due to be taken up. Counting of votes for the by-elections in 7 assembly constituencies across 5 states is also underway. These include 2 constituencies each in Karnataka and Maharashtra and 1 each in Gujarat, Tripura and Nagaland. And with that, we end this news bulletin.